BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the podcast. On today's show, an update from our listener Leah, who has lost her mum to her best friend, Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, and our game where we get given the start of a question from a search engine and then have to guess what the most popular ends to the sentences are. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'm doing this new thing, right, where I'm trying to get through, like, a lot of water every day.
Yeah.
But I may need more toilet breaks as a result. Is that okay with you, hun?
Do you know what? I've tried this before, and your body needs a bit of time to adjust to all the water that's going in.
Right, so I'm really boshing the water today, but it's coming out of me as fast as I can drink it.
Wonderful.
Sorry about that. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get through, like, three... Is it supposed to be 3 litres?
Yeah, and obviously it's half of you, because you've got to dash out the studio every time to be able to drink it.
Seems like a lot of water, that. I'll get used to it. I'm sure my body will get used to it, but at the moment, it's all the time. Right, so Inulingo is not on this week. No bingo this week. It's having a little bit of a rest. It's a bit tired. But...
What a way to describe one of your own features.
Yeah, a bit tired. No, I mean, it just needs a rest, just for a week.
Hey, week off. I think it's a good move. It makes us want it more.
That's right. But Fat Tuesday is on. Charlie Sloth will be here with Real or No Real at 3:40. Also, a game that we played a while back, which I think we called Fill Me In, where you have to guess what answer search engines bring up when you ask it questions.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it was a game that Matt Emerson thought he invented, and we never really got to the bottom of it. We'll be fine. So we'll do that just after three. Also, I like it when sometimes we update stories from our listeners. So one of our favourite stories from a few weeks ago, I do have an update on because there have been many developments. And it was the girl... I don't know if you remember, if you listen a lot, a girl who lost her mum to her best mate, who was a personal trainer. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. And now her and her mum are, like, really good friends, the personal trainer and the mum. So we'll get an update on that after half one as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Hannah from Hereford, who says, yeah, I'm also increasing my drinking of water this week. I literally am going every half hour. My mum just asked me if I have an STI. Nice. Also, you don't want that, do you?
No. Also, not from your mum.
No. Also, Max in Halesworth says, guys, this basic science, yeah? The body needs an average of 2 litres of water a day, about 8 ounce glasses or half a gallon. That just sounds a lot to me.
Yes, yeah, so you were saying you're doing 3. That seems excessive.
Is that excessive?
2 litres.
Half a gallon a day.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, good. I've just made a terrible mistake, Chris.
What's happened?
You know, Hannah from Hereford, I said about her mum asking if she had an STI.
Oh, yeah, the one with the STI. Oh,
that's wrong. I meant, it says UTI, as in urinary tract infection.
Oh, my word.
So I'm terribly sorry. Hannah and her mum are now laughing a lot at that. I've made it more awkward.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's sorry, I got my U and my S mixed up. It's a terrible mistake. I can't stop trying to recreate David Cameron's song. You knew it would happen, and I'm surprised it's taken this long, to be honest. All the remixes are on.
Thank you very much.
People with a lot of free time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I like to give little updates now and again on things that have happened previously on the show. I think it's something we should do a bit more often. You know, stories that we do, and then you don't really hear anything else about them.
It's true that we often speak to people and I find myself wondering, oh yeah, do you remember that time we spoke to so-and-so, and I wonder how that actually played out. And often we give input into these situations, like we actually offer some advice, and then I'm interested to know if the advice has actually helped.
Do you remember we spoke a few weeks ago to a girl called Leah? She got in touch because she was worried her mum was trying to infiltrate her friend group.
Oh yeah, isn't this the one where her best mate works with her mum or, like, trains her mum? It's something like that.
Her best mate, Lauren, is a personal trainer.
That's it.
And began training her mum. And now Leah feels a bit left out. Anyway, there have been developments. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
You're right.
Yes, thanks, you.
Yeah, I'm good. So tell me, what's the latest?
Well, I went on holiday to Cornwall and without my mum. And while I was away, my mum had a few training sessions and she's now, like, completely one of the group. She's like one of us. She's wormed her way right in.
How do you mean she's one of the group?
So like, she's involved in like Snapchats now, and as soon as I put the phone down from you the other week, about an hour after, my friend Lauren, she sent me a face swap of her and my mum at the gym.
Oh no,
that's good.
It was hilarious. But I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even know you had a session. So, yeah, she's hanging out with them. And I came back last week and they all came round to our house just for a catch-up, you know, because they've been away.
Yeah.
And we were sat in the kitchen and Lauren just happened to say, oh, I fancy going to Matlock for, like, fish and chips and just a day trip out. And my mum was, like, walked in the room. She's like, oh, that's cool, I'll drive.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, are you coming? And she's like, yeah, I'm one of the girls. And so we all went to Matlock together and it was really cute, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're embracing it now a little bit, because before you weren't sure about your mum being best mates now with your best friend.
No, she does give me, like, some inside knowledge into the groups. Like, they'll tell her stuff at sessions and I'm like, and then they'll tell me. I'm a bit like, oh, okay, I'm the last one to know. But it is kind of paying out all right, because, like, my mum's texting us around all the time and she's like, it's... Things are, like, centred around the both of us. It's not like she's stealing the whole group, so
right.
It's okay.
Okay, so you're still in the group.
I'm hanging on. I'm still in there.
But it's awkward, I can tell you why. Because you don't really want to hear the sort of naughty gossip about your mum, do you? That you kind
no.
of have as a group of friends. But she's hearing all of the gossip about you.
Yeah, she knows everything. So there's no secrets now.
Have you heard anything you really didn't want to hear about your mum?
I don't know. They do discuss things in depth, you know, like when the girls are talking about crushes and stuff.
Yeah.
And my mum, like, talks about things she likes. And I'm like, oh, this is not appropriate.
Oh, no. I don't want to know what my mum's crush is.
What does she like?
Exactly. Trust me, it's just not even... Oh, it's horrible.
Okay.
She talks about things that goes on with her and my dad, and it's just, oh, it's so inappropriate.
Yeah,
oh.
Which would be fine if it was just, like, if your mates were saying these kind of things, but it's hard for you because it's your mum.
Yeah, it's my mum and my parents, and I don't want to know about that stuff.
No,
you know?
No, absolutely not. Are you ever worried about what Lauren and your mum, two new best friends, talk about at the gym when you're not there?
To be honest, I really do. Because I know what my mum's like, and she'll just get carried away in conversation, and I don't want to know what the, like, the situation is with how far into my life they discuss, like, whether they discuss boys or... Mm. Whatever, because I know that the second I start being involved with someone, they'll be discussing him behind my back.
Yeah, they probably do discuss.
Have you spied on them at all? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I did attend one of their sessions. I went while they were being trained. And I stayed in the other area of the gym, so, like, they used the fitness suite and I was, like, down by the abs mat and stuff.
No way.
But, yeah, and I could still hear what they were talking about and everything, and there was just, like... getting on with things, and then every now and again they'd have, like, a really casual conversation about, like plans and what have you, and, like, all the sessions and how far they've come along and all this, that and the other. I'm like, you have only known each other because of me, not like it's like they're lifelong friends.
So you turned up to the gym to spy on them?
Yeah.
Did you go in disguise?
No, my mum also drove me there as well.
Oh.
I tagged along.
So is there anything else cringe your mum does with your mates then?
She's issued us all nicknames in the group chat.
She's come up with the nicknames herself?
Yes. Like, after our discussion the other week, and I called her the old Data 10, she assumed that nickname on the Facebook chat and then started giving out other people's ones, like, based on their appearance and their job and everything, and it's... Ugh.
On the group chat, she's old Data 10?
Yep.
And what are the other names she's given?
So, like, Lauren, who's the personal trainer, she's, like, obviously she's quite buff. She's the Terminator.
Right.
Like, I'm really quite slim, so I'm Slim Shady, like the Eminem song.
Oh, no.
And then there's, like, other ones that are named after, like, Disney characters, like Maleficent, and it's just crazy.
Your mum's getting right involved.
Oh, yeah.
What do your mum's other friends think about this new friend group that she's now in?
I think they kind of want the same thing, but... they want to be a part of the group as well. So we're, like, the younger people enticing all the old hens, and they want to be a part of it.
But the key here is you feel like you've lost your best mate to your mum right now.
Yes, I'd say they are closer than we are.
Yeah. You're the third wheel.
I've lost them both.
Okay, but you sound like you're kind of getting used to the idea.
Yeah, it has its plus points. Like, when she taxied us to Matlock, and we went on a you know, like, the motor, well, not the motor, it's the rowing boats on the lake, and, like, she's the oldest one by over 25 years, and she did all the rowing because none of us could do it.
Right, so basically you are using her as a designated driver.
She's the chauffeur, you know, she's got to earn her way in.
Got you.
It's not going to be long until she's coming on girly holidays and...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you can all go to Zante together.
No.
I kind of think this is quite cool because, like, all my best mates are the same age. All of my... Like you know how you stick to the same kind of circles? I think it's quite cool that she's bringing something new to your friendship group. Sort of mixes it up a little bit.
Yeah, but she also still has the authority to tell me off about things, which is really weird.
Yeah, there is that. That's weird.
That is annoying.
So it's like I'm being disciplined by one of my best mates. Yeah.
You're in a strange situation.
It's awkward, but, you know, it works at the minute.
Listen, it's really good to hear from you. Thank you very much for the update. If anything else happens, you know who to call, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right, speak to you soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, can this just be number one now, please? Really like it.
It's so good, isn't it?
So good.
I don't see the point in number ones anymore. I think what's going to happen is Drake is always going to be number one. I think there's been some kind of glitch or something. So I think what everyone should aim for is the number two. And let's make that a thing. Let's not bother even announcing the number one.
What, so just leave Drake where he is forever?
And all the tension is around who's number two.
Who's going to be number two? Find out on the official chart.
It's just getting boring now. No offence to Greg.
Leave Drake there at one and then just focus number two.
There's no point always counting backwards just to Drake.
I want that to be number two. Christine and the Queens and Tilted. Charlotte and Woking, same thing as our caller. Once had a boyfriend who would come round and walk straight past her and then go straight to her mum about her and how her day had been. Andy bought her chocolate. Not both of us, just her, she says.
But that's a bit different, isn't it? That's when boyfriends or girlfriends just aim for the parents.
Yeah. And that's a whole new subject that we can do. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Scott Mills here. Pete Mills says hi, by the way.
Oh, big up your dad.
Dad came to visit me last night. Actually, he'll be listening now because he's on the way back.
And what did he think of the commentary? I take it he must have been a very proud father.
Yeah, he said he was proud. But yeah, he just wanted to say hi to you. And drove me to work in his Fiat Fiorino earlier. Would you have liked to see me turn up at work in a van? I was going to warn you just so you can come in and take a picture, but then I thought, actually, no, I'm not going to do that.
I always find it quite funny when you talk about your dad on air, and because immediately I sort of start imagining what you were like as a child, and you revert back to, like, Dad, just drop me off at work.
Yeah.
Drop me off at school.
Yeah. Yeah, he did drop me off really good. Anyway, we had a good night. Just stayed in, you know, chewed the fat.
Yeah. Well, it must be difficult for you both now that the Euros are finished.
Yeah. Well, what's to watch? Yeah. So we did end up catching a bit of Love Island.
Oh, wow.
Not the right show to watch with your dad.
Is he into that?
I don't think he's seen any of it, but it was the final, right? And that's it. It's done for another year. 6 weeks of Love Island and Cara and Nathan won. I don't know if anyone saw it. Did anyone see Caroline Flack? We're like, we're having a rave tonight because it's the last episode and there were some people pretending to have fun in the background, some really cringe dancers. They weren't enjoying it.
They often do that for those extra shows. It's in a bar.
Yes.
Or it's in a club. I think the extra show for Take Me Out as well is a similar sort of vibe.
Take Me Out the gossip.
You just know the bar in the background. It's staged. It's awful.
And forced fun.
Always at the end of series where they get all the cast together to kind of try and stir things up one last time.
It's like, yeah, it's a party. Yeah, but it's a TV set. Anyway, congratulations to Cara and Nathan.
So what's those dancers? I don't think that's a plot spoiler from what you're saying, because I think you...
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, right? So what
I was recording that.
What do you win with Love Island? So are they now in a relationship?
Yeah.
I've not seen this.
Right, okay. So I think they get monies, but can anyone
towards
tell me...
a joint, only if they get married, right?
I don't... Right, here's the thing. This is exactly what I was going to ask. Do they have to get married now?
I think they should only get the money once they've signed something saying they're going to be married for life.
Yeah. I mean, because last time in the last series, they split up like a week after.
50 grand, I'm hearing that they got.
What, 25 each?
I don't know.
Or is it bank account joint?
That would have been one final drama, wouldn't it? A bit like, if they had to decide how the money was split.
Yeah, so it's going into your new joint bank account.
So here's the thing, it's like that old split or steal game.
Yeah.
So either they can both take 25 grand or they can both choose to steal, but then if they both choose steal... None of them get the money.
That's great. I'm going to put this forward because they're doing another series. We could give these ideas to them, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, our great idea that we came up with for the next series of Love Island is the current idea for Love Island, I think.
I didn't see
the end because you don't. I turned it over because didn't want to watch with Dad. And we were chatting and that. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it seems to be what happens is one person from the couple wins 50 grand and then has to decide to either share it, so 25 grand each, or just take the whole thing for themselves.
But then what happens to the relationship? Because you take it all for yourself, that's not a great start to your new long-term relationship, is it?
Let's be honest. Are they really going to be in a relationship now, proper?
Well, I don't know.
I know. It should be. It should be written down in some kind of contract.
What, you mean they're just doing it for the money and then they might just split up?
I don't know. That's my suspicion.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
You know, we talk about your sock sniffing thing that you do.
Yeah.
What was it again? If you see a pair of socks in the room, you'll sniff them.
No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is that I can't even remember exactly where this came from, but I was saying that if you see a pair of socks in the room, and not just random ones that are left, but I'm saying if you happen to pick up some socks, chances are, if you've got to that stage of picking them up, you probably will give them a sniff.
Yeah.
But you've now painted me out to be someone that goes around just sniffing people's socks.
Yeah, you keep denying it, but you are a sock sniffer.
Right.
And okay. Various people have spotted you doing it out and about. I'm sure we'll get some more in now on 81199.
Of course, yeah.
Rugby Sean's been on. I think that's Sean in rugby. Noticed again yesterday we were on about socks. Unreal or no real? This time for the nose. Just can't let it go, can you?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bring on the bangers.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Only Monday yesterday, nothing to worry about at the moment, but Chris did win. Let's not have another one of those weeks, please.
Well, another one where I absolutely annihilate you at bangers.
Hello, Woody.
Now then, how are you doing?
Now then, Woody. What's going on?
Just turning a bit of hay today, just up near York.
Well, turning a bit of hay, are you?
Yeah.
One of those days.
Yeah, young farmer, you.
And I was first auction mate on Saturday night, and Starkey was there for an hour.
Oh, yeah. What was this?
Oh, this was like the most rock star thing I've ever done. I was DJing in Thirsk on Saturday night, and then I was on my way to Paris at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Wow.
Obviously to commentate with you, Scott, my fellow colleague for BBC Sport.
BBC Sport on the Euros, of course.
Yeah. And, I mean, dare I ask, did you enjoy yourself that night?
I did enjoy it. It was good. To start with, I didn't realise you were on DJing, but I got you in the last half an hour or so.
Oh, you didn't realise or you didn't really like that I was DJing?
I didn't realise because other things were happening, you know how it is.
Was this a Young Farmers event, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he doesn't sound that impressed, does he?
Yeah, you did. I thought, come on and say it was the greatest, you know,
DJ
time
set
of
you've
your
ever
life.
Seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was the greatest night of my life, and it was good.
I don't believe you. Would you? Is there a Chris Stark DJ set? Is that something you would attend again?
Oh, I would, but I was hoping he'd be there for a bit longer next time.
I know. Right. Show and go. It's like Reggie and Bolly. Right.
Yeah, fair point.
Start the car. I've done half an hour. Right. Here's what I've got for you today.
Oh, standard.
Oh, come on, you've not heard it for ages.
It's good, it's very you.
So good. I'm not making it better by singing on it.
Trouble when you walked in.
Woody, that sounds right up your Strasser.
Oh, I don't know. No, it might be. Who knows?
My God. This is my option, Woody. Usher, yeah. Featuring Will.i.am. You forget he's on this. And OMG.
So it's between Usher and Taylor Swift.
Well, this is the question. Who do I go with today?
I was looking forward to you amping up the drama, Woody, and you're not disappointing so far.
Oh, good, good. Well, today I'm feeling a bit of Usher, I'm thinking. I think I'm going to go with Chris Stark.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let the. Oh my. Baby, let me love you down.
There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. Oh my God.
Yeah, it did sound good, you know. It did.
Cheers, mate.
That is OMG, Oh My Gosh, by Usher and will.i.am on BBC Radio 1. Jago and Sittingbourne says, what happens if the songs are equally as bad, like today's choices? They've got real beef today. It hasn't happened yet, but maybe one day someone will be like, either of them.
No, there was one day where even both of us were like, oh, we've thought of these clearly and they don't really sound that great when we put them out. But you know what? It's not just one genre, is it? So there's always going to be people who don't like one of the options, but that's why we've always got Tomorrow.
Also, we've got Kristen and Milton Keynes saying The Right Choice. Absolute banger today. I'm entertained, says Sarah. What a weird thing to say. That's a good one. I can't read that out. You see what they just called us? Why don't you ever choose anything good?
Yeah.
And John and Danny listening in Florida on holiday. Good choice today. OMG, we'll do bangers again tomorrow. Chris is in the lead 2-1 rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've not played this game for a while. And last time we did it, there were a few issues with Matt Edmondson around the ownership of this game. But that's all behind us now and we're all friends. It's a simple game, but it's a good one. You know when you open up that search engine that people use a lot?
Which one?
The one... Well, you know the one. The one that sounds like Woogle.
Oh, I'm not sure which one you mean.
You do. You type something in, and it brings up, like, popular search results for that question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It automatically completes the question for you. So, for instance, right now, if you type into that search engine...
Well, I often type things in, like...
I know.
It's interesting seeing what people are typing about you on Google. So it'll be like, why is Chris Stark?
Put that one.
Do you
in.
Know what I mean? And look, first one, famous. Do you know what I mean?
What's the next one?
For example, I could write, is Scott Mills. Because it's interesting seeing what
terrible?
People are typing in. Because I imagine that's how it works out. What to suggest?
Do I not want to know?
Is Scott Mills married to Barbara Windsor?
Right. Why is that in there? Of course I'm not. Is Scott Mills gay? That's probably there.
Yeah. What you can do with this, though, doesn't need to just be about me and you. You can do, like, broader topics.
Any subject. For instance, put in for me, is it legal to?
Is it legal to? Okay. And see what it offers up.
What are the first ones it comes up with?
Okay. It says... Is it legal to shoot pigeons? Is it legal to marry your cousin?
I never know whether that's true or not. Yeah, okay.
Is it legal to own a monkey? You can see why the marry your cousin thing is on there. Like, as you said, it is on your mind, isn't it? Not mine.
No, not mine either. So all me and Chris have to do is guess what one of the answers might be. Play along at home or at work. Right, so let's have the first category.
Where's the best place to put...
Oh, this is a good one.
Tricky one.
Okay, working together here, right?
Okay, then first thoughts, what springs to mind?
Where's the best place to put a thermometer?
Oh, great, that's such a good shout.
Yeah?
Because
you never quite know, do you?
No, it's true. Is it really old school to go under the arm?
Oh, yes.
Does that actually work?
I think so.
Where do you insert your thermometer?
What I'm saying is it's hard to know which is the most accurate reading.
Yeah. Because underarm doesn't strike me as that accurate.
No.
So where do you go?
Mouth.
Up or down?
Under tongue.
Under tongue. Okay. I've heard rumours that on the continent, the thermometer goes elsewhere.
I know, in extraordinary places, but that's the continent for you.
It's mad, isn't it?
Different.
Some even take it in the ear.
I know, I've heard that.
That said...
Is that going to be on there, do you think?
Where is the best place to put... You see, the boring side of my head is thinking, car keys so I can't lose them.
Yes.
It's that kind of thing. And we got to think, this is going to be something that people type in a lot. It's going to be a problem for a lot of people, I imagine.
Where's the best place to put my money?
Well, yeah, you've definitely...
Googled that. Haven't you? I can see why that sprung straight to your mind. This game's good because it says a lot about you as a person and what you want to type in search engines.
No, I'm just trying to find the most popular answers, what I think they'll be.
That would also work for, what is the best island for?
For.
Where is the best place to put... What was the line again, Scott?
Where is the best place to put ketchup? I think that'll be on there.
Oh, what, whether in the fridge or not in the fridge?
Yeah. What are you saying, fridge or not?
I'm saying I don't think it matters. I think you can put anything in the fridge, can't you?
No.
I think just put as much as you can in the fridge. What harm's it going to do? If anything, it's only going to make it live longer.
What are you saying about eggs, fridge or not?
I don't know. Fridge, probably. As I said, get everything in the get anything you want to eat in the fridge.
Put in fridge, do they? I went around to my mate's house the other day. Eggs not in fridge. I'm like, what are you doing?
Thinking about it, I think you're quite right with the ketchup thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is the kind of thing that people would ask. Okay. I think that's probably the most sensible option so far.
All right, so should we go for that? I can't think of anything else, really. Wait. Or should we go thermometer?
Where is the best place to put the thermometer?
I think thermometer. Let's go thermometer.
Broader, because it is uncertain, isn't it?
Let's find out what results Google suggests when you type it in.
Where's the best place to put a subwoofer, your money, a carbon monoxide detector... A bird box.
Bird box? Way.
No one's typing that in.
Those are the most popular ones that come up. I really thought ketchup or thermometer would be in there.
Yeah, I agree. And also bird box in the garden, obviously. Yeah.
Idiot. I'm glad about that. I really thought thermometer was a good answer.
Mm. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you found out where you're meant to put a thermometer, by the way?
It's mostly mouth.
Is it?
Yeah. In this country.
Cool. All right, should we crack on?
Yeah. Another category, please.
Is it rude to...
Oh, no.
Hmm. Oh, so hard this game, just because of the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is it rude to...
I can't say any of the things I'm thinking.
All right, I'll kick things off.
Yep.
Is it rude to fart in the presence of a colleague? And the reason I say that is because you did let one go when we were in the box.
Oh, did I?
Yes. Yeah. It was.
Well, I do apologise.
And I do. Yeah.
In the commentary box.
In the commentary box. Yeah.
Right.
And it was awkward. I did think it was quite rude.
I'm sorry about that.
But then I wasn't sure really if it was just polite just to not acknowledge it.
Right.
You know.
Okay. But then it's funny that you brought this up now though, because you could have addressed it before.
But the only thing is, I'm not really sure if I'd type that in on Google. Do you know what I mean? To find out if that's rude.
I don't think it'd be like one of the most popular ones. Sorry, by the way, mate. I didn't realise.
Okay, another one. Weirdly, all I can think about is stuff that you do. Is it rude to eat food with your mouth open?
I don't do that.
I'm always told that it is rude.
That is rude. I don't do that.
You do that.
I don't do that.
But I'm not sure if it is actually rude or not.
It is quite rude.
Is it? Why?
Do I do that? This is quite personal.
Is it rude to... And this is actually, genuinely thinking about this, one that I'm always told is rude and I don't understand why, to have your elbows on the table.
That's a good one.
Why is that rude?
I don't know.
Also, unavoidable.
Yeah. Isn't it for having dinner it's rude to put elbows on table?
But why is it rude? Why,
I don't know.
Why does that wind people up?
I don't know. It's off of mums. Is it rude to point?
Hmm.
Tell you what really annoys me, and you do this as well. When people have read a message on WhatsApp or whatever, or text, and then they don't get back to you.
Oh, yeah, because you can see when someone's read a message.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes whole weekends can go by where you just go AWOL.
So you're basically saying, is it rude to be ignored?
Yes. Is it rude to ignore messages?
The thing is, this is a weird topic, isn't it? Because everyone knows what's rude, really. It must be something that a lot of people aren't sure whether it is or isn't rude. Is it rude... to wash yourself in the sink. A situation I had the other day. You know, where we were on a train, I wasn't sure if this was the done thing or not, but we didn't have any time to go back to the hotel so I could have a shower. And we got up really early, so I didn't have time to have a shower.
So you had what did you do, posh wash?
But I'd been DJing the night before in Yorkshire.
You mean.
So generally, there wasn't much time for anything. So I thought, what we'll do is we'll go to Paris, quickly stop at the hotel, I'll have the world's quickest shower, then we'll go out and film whatever it is we needed to film. But actually what I did
is because that wasn't an option, is I had a brief wash in the sink of the train toilet.
That's fine. But face and hands.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
And yeah. Just tried, a very quick wash.
I've tried that in a sink before and it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, but I want to know, is that actually rude? Because it is like a mini shower, a sink, isn't it? It's just a shower for your hands, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult to do, though. I prefer shower every day.
And also, there's no signs on there saying, do not wash your...
No, it doesn't say that. So surely it's fine.
But so I'm wondering if it's something that feels like it was rude to the train company, but actually isn't that rude.
Right.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, what you'd be typing in on Google is it rude to have a full bath in a sink?
I don't know whether that'll be on there. What should we go for?
Well, I think that's our best option.
Yeah?
Although saying that, is it rude to have your elbows on the table is now bugging me why that is rude.
Can we go for that one?
I can do, yeah.
I think that's good. Are we agreed?
We are agreed.
Let's find out.
Is it rude to point, wear red at a wedding, not reply to a text, say what, write in red?
Oh, you said not reply to a text.
That was in there. That was one of the most popular ones.
Wear red to a wedding? Why would that be rude?
I've never heard of that.
Like, I get why it'd be rude to wear the same thing as the person getting married. That would be... We should have thought of that, actually. Is it rude to wear a wedding dress to someone else's wedding?
Do you know another one that I sometimes wonder about because I don't know what the correct answer is? Is it rude to take pictures at a funeral?
Yes. Yeah, what do you mean? Like selfies and stuff?
No, not selfies. Like, but you know, like photos. Because yeah. it feels rude.
Yeah.
But what are the rules on that? I actually don't know.
No, you're right. But it is an event, isn't it?
It is an event.
Mm.
And it's a celebration of someone's life.
Mm. But if someone there was uber famous, right? Like, let's say you're Brad Pitt in the congregation. It's still Brad Pitt, isn't it? You'd want a picture with him.
Yeah. Anyway, excellent game. Shame we didn't get any right. Let's do it again soon, shall we? The Scott Mills Daily. And now, with more rolls than a bakery, it's Charlie Sloth.
Haggish!
Yeah. Oh, shorter.
There was a shorter one today.
What's that?
Well, your leading line there was dead. That was like, come on. They've been really creative up to now.
Yeah, I thought that.
You've been so on point. And then today you just let it slip with that. That's an old school bit of banter, fam.
Normally, okay, I'll do it again.
Normally for me, it feels like you've put in a week's worth of creativity.
Do you know what it is? It's because you've been travelling around, being a commentator.
Okay, maybe I wasn't. And I'll do it again, right. Pretend it didn't happen. See if there's any better for you.
Go.
Every time he turns around, it's his birthday. It's Charlie Sloth.
To be fair, you've stolen that off the text.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Someone should get credited
so
for that.
Poor.
Okay, all right, so what's going on? Okay, I'll be back to normal next week. Don't worry about it.
That's bad. What are you putting that down to?
Tiredness. You know, it's
being lazy, really.
It's BBC Sport, you know, it's like exhausting.
Mm. Thank
you. This commentating lark.
Is it good money?
I actually don't know.
Thank you, Paul, for sending in that intro.
So there's like money hanging around the studio. Look, it's just hanging around all over the place.
£5 note.
They're using £5 notes as postage notes. Like writing notes on money. Right around.
Also, don't you love that he was obviously such a big fan of our alternative commentary that he's come dressed as a red button today?
Yes.
You're funny.
Did you hear any of our coverage?
No.
No. Okay, awesome. No. Thanks for your support.
And I wanted to.
What are we doing then? It's one button.
No,
check energy.
Check it, right?
You haven't got a red button, your TV's too posh.
I was working, and the environment that I was working in didn't allow me to use the option of the red button.
The environment didn't want us, Scott.
Okay. No, it's not that. It was a working environment. There was no audio at all.
I'd like to think that you really stick up for us to your friends, because I know we might not be
My friends actually like you, both of you.
Thank you. You could have used the BBC Sport app or website, but the good news is you can still watch it on BBC iPlayer.
I'll go back and watch it.
Could you?
Yeah,
I'd really like
you
to.
I really will.
I'd really like to
upset.
Know what you think.
I was upset that I couldn't
Thank you.
Get involved. And yeah, I genuinely mean that.
I really would like you to have your view on it. You know?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
The latest TV show to grip the nation is Trainspotting Live.
Now, are we talking about the classic film or are people actually sitting there waiting for trains to fly by?
I think it's the latter.
If it exists. Well, people do that, Charlie. I mean, sometimes when you're on a train, you pass a platform, you'll see people at the end of the platform and they're the train spotters.
Have you not seen them?
No. Where I get on, when I do decide to get a train, there's three men that literally spend their whole entire week at the station.
Yeah.
And I have chats with them every once in a while, being the polite, out guy and young lad that I am. You know what I mean? And they told me that the station that I use is one of the best for train spotters in the country.
You're at round Oxford Way then, Didcot.
No. Because so many different lines run through this particular station. So they get to see both like carriers, like transporters, like public transport, and they went in.
Your knowledge of trains is magnificent.
Mm. Are you one yourself?
I'm not.
Oh, you were trained. What train would you be?
I mean, Thomas the Spotter.
No, I know what you mean, because Charlie has kind of got the face that, you know, on Thomas the Tank Engines, the face on the front of the train.
Yeah, same face.
I don't want to do a fat controller joke, but...
Come on, man. I don't have another fat controller.
No, you look like the front of the train.
What do you mean by that? All the faces look the same.
But you do look like one. Look it up.
You really look like an adult version of the face on the sun from Teletubbies.
Yeah. That's rude. Come on.
Train spotting.
Have you not seen how good looking I am, Chris?
You are a good looking guy. Yeah,
come on, man. Get with the program, bro. These jokes are dead.
You're not
feeling this today, are you?
No, I am. I'm with it. I'm really tired.
Oh, yeah.
If I am being a lot blunt today, I do apologise. Mm. I've been filming since 7 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've had to wear the same clothes 2 days in a row, and you know me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that.
That is going to be upsetting for you.
I don't do them thing there.
Train spotting live, is this real or not?
What do you reckon, Charlie?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes. Whoa. It's all this week on BBC Four. So far, we've seen train spotters on a platform in Doncaster, videos of trains sent in by viewers from around the UK, and an interview with a man who has photographed every train station in the UK. And judging by your emails today, the show was full to the brim with innuendos as well, which is useful for us.
What I don't get about the train spotting, though, is they know the trains are coming. There's a timetable. Yeah. It's not like bird spotting where random birds just appear and then you're like, whoa, there's a massive bird that's just appeared.
Same with plane spotters. You know that the planes are going to be there, but it's just like, oh, look, it's an A380. That's what it's all about.
Right.
And next.
Kim Kardashian is following in Kanye's footsteps by opening 10 burger restaurants.
Mm. You would be so there, wouldn't you?
I'm actually looking into doing that at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not joking. What? I really am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good. Imagine how much free food we'll get.
Yeah. I'm looking into it right now.
What's your own burger restaurant?
Discussions are in...
Your own burger restaurant?
Yeah.
What, a chain or just one? Yeah, a chain?
I ain't going to open one. If I'm going to open one, I'm going to open 10, 20. Yeah, so I move at it. I don't do small.
He's going to be the new Ronald, isn't he?
No, I'm not going to be Ronald, but I've got something in the pipelines, actually. Because you know I used to have a chicken restaurant?
You're not a colonel.
No, but I used to have a premium chicken restaurant.
Did you?
Yeah, you're joking.
No, I did. But that's a different story. You know me, fam. Got my fingers everywhere.
That's what worries me about you running a restaurant.
Why?
Fingers everywhere.
That's good. That was better than yours.
All right. I'm having an off day. Leave it.
What's she going to call it then?
I actually believe him.
Buns.
What?
I actually believe that you're going to open a restaurant.
No, I really am.
Right.
I'm looking into it.
Okay. No, but what does that mean? Looking into it. I can look
for
into
me,
it.
For me to talk about it on air must mean that the conversations are pretty far down the line.
Not in any way.
There's a proper conversation about you owning a burger place.
Mm. What is a great idea?
That's so good.
A chain, not a place.
Great idea.
I don't do small fry.
So is Kim Kardashian going to open 10 burger restaurants?
But surely if Kanye's got 10... She's kind of got 10 already anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wants to do her own thing. It'll be like her spin on it, won't it? I think she should call it Buns. I think that's a great idea.
But so
I'm
going to
go, like, real.
She doesn't eat burgers. Yeah, go on.
No, I didn't say nothing.
Oh, real or no real? Yeah, go on. Oh, no, I didn't speak.
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, but this is weird. So Kim owns 10 of the restaurants that rhyme with Burger Wing after Kanye bought them for her birthday. So she owns 10 of those restaurants that you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just because it was like, happy birthday, here's some burger restaurants. Back in 2009, Kanye did put his day job on hold to buy and open 2 branches of Fatburgers. Remember that? Closed down now.
What happened to them?
Don't know, it's just off.
Charlie Scoffs, is that the name of it?
No, I can't tell you your name. But if you know anything about my brand and other business endeavours, you'll work it out.
And finally,
pop songstress Adele is so famous that no matter where she is in the country, her local pizza company will deliver to her.
It's a nice idea, but what you're basically saying is you'd rather have a cold pizza from far away than a hot pizza just local. Which is cool, because I think they're two separate meals. You know, I'm happy to eat cold pizza. But you'd think someone like her, she could just demand however she gets her pizza cooked at a place nearby.
But her local pizza company will deliver to her wherever she is, because she's that famous.
Yeah, but and she'll pay them a lot of money to do it.
What's the point in that? Because there's pizza joints everywhere.
Yeah, but she maybe...
But she likes a very specific pizza from a very specific place.
Does she?
No, I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why she would get it delivered.
But she's got the money to be able to be like, this is how I want it.
That's
this
what
is
I
when
just,
I want it.
Just said.
Pizzas are not that expensive. Mm. What, top well, whack score? Top whack, you're going to pay 20 quid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's they are quite expensive. Though.
Is that expensive?
Yeah, but not for Adele or you.
Mm. Real or no real?
No real.
I think she can do whatever she wants because she's Adele, so I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
But, not real, not strictly true, or but Adele recently took a break from touring and she stayed in a hotel in Oxfordshire. Her local pizza company, who are based in London, were called and they delivered her a pizza from 70 miles away because it's her favourite place.
Whoa.
By the time it reached her, she'd fallen asleep, didn't eat
wow.
it, after they came from London
wow.
to Oxfordshire. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Charlie. You've done so well. You got 30.
I'm the best around. No one gonna end up keep me down. That was a good little duet, that.
Wheel him out.
Why are you wheeling me out? I didn't even told you what's on the show today.
Yeah, what's on the show?
Oh, my gosh. On the show today, it's a big man thing. It's serious. I got Adele on the show. We're having a pizza-eating competition. Why are you wheeling me out for? It's a true story.
Absolutely.
She's
nonsense.
On the show later.
She's not.
I'm going out,
call
man,
the devil. I make him want to sin. Every time I knock, he can help but let me in. Must be.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.